Well, hello, hello, hello. Lord Taco, how are you?
Hey, long time no see. I'm good. How are you?
It's been a minute. I'm Barry. That's Lord Taco. We're part of the What Podcast. You'll notice our co-host and friend Brad is not with us. Something illness has attacked their household. He was sick and had to miss Bonnaroo, and now his wife is sick, so I hate to hear that, but
Yeah, me too. There must be something in the water up there.
yeah, or the air. I still think that smoke might have had something to do with it, but they, of course, live in the New York, Brooklyn area, so wish her a speedy recovery. But Taco, here we are, 3 weeks, not even a month away. And does it seem like it's been longer, or we were just there to you?
It seems like it's been longer.
Yeah, I agree. I was thinking about that, trying to, count on my fingers and toes how long it's been, and realized it's only been about 3 weeks. So that's crazy. We did a show immediately following, sort of a quick instant recap. Now that it has been a few days, anything change for you? Anything you keep coming back to, or anything you especially miss, or what do you especially miss?
I just miss being there,
Yeah. Yeah. Any bands that you're now more fond of, less fond of, that it's a little bit away, or?
Definitely Portugal the Man, probably more fond of. Of course, I'd heard him before, but that was my first live experience with them, and I still think that was one of my
Yeah.
favorite sets of the festival.
Yeah. I think Tyler Childers was the one for me.
Yeah, and
Sort
of
of
course
the.
we all agree that Korn was, knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been trying to read a lot of the online comments, and it seems a lot of what we felt immediately following about those bands, but also that it seemed to be a pretty well-run event this year, right? I mean, there were some people had some issues, of course, but I think anytime you get that many people together, you're going to have some issues.
Yeah, overall, seemed like it was pretty well executed, put together.
Lot more chatter about the Bonaflu than I remember seeing. Maybe I just haven't seen it before, but it does seem like a lot of people came down with something and were.
Yeah, there was something going around for sure.
Yeah. That's never a good thing.
Mm-mm.
I did want to ask, and Brad asked this a couple of weeks ago on the show. Have you started thinking about your wish list for next year, or is it?
Not even one
Yeah, the
bit.
only one for me, and it's because they were at Glastonbury, which sort of was in the news immediately after, was the Pretenders. I've always been. I think that debut album is one of my favorite debuts of all time, and have always been a huge fan. And I didn't get to see him back in the day.
I did read one thing about the Eagles just announced they're getting back together for a final farewell tour.
Yeah, we know how those go.
Yeah, that's supposed to last through 2025.
Yeah. And they're one of those I've never been a huge fan. I don't know that I
I'm
have
not a
any,
huge fan, but
but I would see them.
absolutely. And I think didn't either Brian or Steve, didn't they drop the hint that in last year when Stevie Nicks was the headliner, that they said that was kind of their backup plan because they were 99% sure the Eagles were gonna be their headliner that year, and it fell through.
Yeah. So that's two. Otherwise, I'm like you. I haven't really given it a whole lot of thought. It's partly because it's so early. Kind of got to wait to see who's even available, type of thing.
It's still way too early, and for me, I've been a little busy with some projects of my own
Yeah.
that
Yeah.
I haven't really thought about next year.
We'll get into that in a second. But that's the other thing. In addition to people on, the social media talking about the Bonaflu and stuff like that, and how well run it was, is everybody seems very, very busy. since coming back. At least everybody in our orbit, right? Just things going on. But, yeah, you've got big news. Mm-hmm. And speaking of in your orbit and your universe, you got your bus back, right?
The bus is back. I just took it on a trip this weekend and successfully drove it and drove it home, which is always a big deal. So,
yeah, getting there and getting home is kind of the goal.
One thing to get
it?
There, yeah, it's another thing to get back. It doesn't always happen. We got back about a week ago Friday from St. Louis. We had to go pick up the engine. So that's about a 7.5 hour trip. And then by Tuesday, we had it installed and running. So I thought that was pretty good, you know.
To drive differently?
It drives a whole lot better. Plenty of power, very smooth, no oil leaks.
Wow.
Which I'm surprised at. But
and you don't have to keep your foot on the gas when you come up to an intersection?
No, it idles perfectly. I mean, just...
That's so
amazing how it drives when it's built correctly.
That's awesome. Well, good for you, man. I know you're excited.
I'm very excited. Got some trips coming up. And, of course, Bonnaroo next year, the bus will be back.
All right, cool. So this week on our episode, while we were at Bonnaroo, we did a couple of band interviews. This week we're going to share the interview you and I did with the help of Brian Stone. With the Sacred Souls, and coincidentally, timing was right. Our friend David Bruce, I am Bonnaroo, managed to take some pictures, right?
Yes, he did. He always manages to show up right at the right time.
Yeah, that's really cool, too, to have that. Nate Gale often takes pictures for us and with us as well, and I think he was visiting with his daughter, left the grounds there for a little while, but Nate's always a good help as well. But it was a fun interview. There's Alex and Sal and Josh, and they're a San Diego based band I knew a little bit about, but not a lot about. They had just performed an hour or so before they sat down with us. Right? It's kind of interesting to hear. I always enjoy hearing bands' perspective of Bonnaroo in particular and festivals in general. And in this case, I think only Sal kind of said he had some knew of it a little bit. The other guys, I don't think, knew much about Bonnaroo.
No, they didn't. And that's kind of a stark contrast to the other band we interviewed who had been going to Bonnaroo even before they were banned.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I always enjoy, you know, kind of have some go-to questions. That's always one, and how they create their music is always another one for me, because I'm just fascinated by the different ways that artists can create. And it was fun to hear their comments. Yeah,
it was a fun interview.
And you came strong with the last question. I won't give that away. I hope people will make it to the end, because it was an obvious question, but it's one I didn't think of, and I just thought you nailed it when you did. So, and they seem to have fun with it as well. All right, well, let's get into it. We'll be back hopefully with Brad next week with our interview with Angel St. Queen. That was a lot of fun as well.
Yes.
And don't know when, but we still want to get David Bruce on to talk about his photography and his photo project that he did, the one he did this year, but also the ongoing one that he's been doing now since 2011. We keep teasing to that, but I think it's so cool.
Yeah, I'm anxious to talk to him again, because he's always a great guest, always fun to talk to.
Yeah, and we still have some other guests like that I want to talk to. Mitch, for one, mm-hmm. We got to get Mitch back on. He's our contest winner. If you haven't listened to that episode, I hope you will before we have him back on, because he's kind of a neat story. Never been to a music festival, much less Bonnaroo, and rarely gets out of his home state of Montana. So,
I'm dying to hear his how his perspective went.
Yeah, not about everything. Making such a long trip, and we need to get his buddy, whoever it was, went with him. I know he brought a plus one, so be curious to hear from both of them.
Yeah, maybe we can get them both on.
So we'll set that up. But all right, so here's our interview with the Sacred Souls, and hope you guys enjoy it, and can't wait to get ready for next year. Seems crazy to even be saying that just 3 weeks later. But anything else? Anything you wanted to make sure to talk about?
I think we covered it all. We'll
Cool.
just jump into this interview.
All right. Enjoy it, guys.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, we're back with the What Podcast. I'm Barry or Taco. We're here with the Sacred Souls. So excited to have you guys. We got Sal, Josh, and Alex.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys for doing this.
Yeah.
Especially, you're about to perform, right?
Oh,
we just did.
Just did. That's right. Sorry, we've done so many of these, I can't keep up with who. How did it go? Obvious question. How did it go?
It was good, man. It was a good turnout for a 1 p.m. slot.
On the farm in the heat.
Yeah.
Little different for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was fun. My only thing is the distance. I just wanted to be able to be closer to the people. There's like a 15 feet distance for the cameras and things, so. But it was fun.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you've not played Bonnaroo before.
It was our first time.
What was your thoughts and expectations? Had you heard of it? Did you know about it? Was it on your list to do, or?
To be honest, I didn't really know of Bonnaroo until our merch person Anna. She was like, "Oh, he's excited for Bonnaroo." Started showing me the lineup, and I was like, "Oh, that seems pretty cool. I never even really heard of it, but it's kind of what I expected. I think, you know, in a good way."
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Was it what you heard of?
I didn't go to festivals growing up, so
yeah,
I just
me either.
I didn't have the money for that kind of stuff, so only festival situations I've experienced have been playing them with the band, so I just was like, okay, cool, a festival. I knew the name too, like.
Yeah, it's huge, so we're happy to be here.
It's a blessing.
Well, it's a big deal to us. We started a podcast because we figured out we spent all year talking about it, so maybe other people do, and sure enough, they do, so.
That's cool.
Part of what makes it different is it's a camping festival, and it's a week-long camping festival, so everybody's hair's hot, everybody stinks, everybody's sweaty, we're
nice.
All tired.
Camp vibes.
It goes around the clock, so I know you said you played at 1 o'clock on a Saturday, so it's hot, but a lot of people that we interview say that energy comes back from the audience, you know, because bands realize you must be committed because you're standing out there in the heat to watch this. I know you said you were kind of the setback, but could you feel that? Does it feel any different for it being here than maybe some of the other venues?
Yeah, I felt that energy. I had to jump off the stage and get closer to the people to feel it. But once I did, yeah, you could tell that they're all there. It in general, I think it feels good to know people are spending their time specifically. They didn't just happen across us. They came to see us. That feels good.
The other thing we talk about a lot on this show is that it's a festival of discovery. The people who are here, they paid money to get here. You know, I already talked about the commitment to the heat and the camping and everything, but they like finding new bands. They don't just go here, you know, the ones they already know and love. So it's a chance for you guys. Yeah, very open-minded. So I'm hogging the microphone. I've been doing it all day.
I know you have a question. So you already played. Are you staying? When are you leaving? Are you staying for the whole weekend, or?
We're leaving tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Okay.
Yeah. I'll still be here. I'll check out tomorrow.
Nice.
I'm gonna stay in Nashville for a week personally, but the band is all leaving.
Okay. What are you, are you gonna see any more acts out here tonight since you're here?
I'm just kind of wandering around seeing what happens. I'll probably catch Korn.
Yeah.
At midnight, you know. But yeah, we take off tomorrow. We got here at like at midnight, you know, so we got here, woke up, and now we're here.
Well, at least you got some time to wander around and take it all in before you have to leave again. So
yeah, cool. Always cool.
I'm hoping to check out JID.
Yeah. A little bit, if you don't mind, I was reading and listening to you guys. Talk about, if you don't mind, how the sound came together. I mean, you guys were into some of the same records and sounds and all that. I mean, it's always curious to me how people, you know, getting two people together with like minds can be tough. Getting multiple people with like minds, did it come together naturally? You just found you were talking about the same things?
Yeah, we kind of came together over the Can I Call You Rose instrumental, because I had recorded that in my garage and posted a little clip on Instagram. And Sal reached out to me, and we played a gig together at a DIY venue, and we started talking about creating a soul project based off kind of what he heard and what he liked, and we started to talk about our interests in the music and all that, and got together and started recording other instrumentals, but we needed a singer, so I had come across Josh and his solo stuff on Instagram as well. So I reached out and we got together and kind of jammed on some ideas that he had. But after I showed him the track, he recorded it, the vocals on the spot, and that was kind of it, you know. One thing led to another.
Does the sound you're making today sound like what you, and I guess I'll ask all three of you, what you maybe heard in your head when you were getting together, thought, hey, this could work and this is great, and we have a, seem to have a, you know, be hitting it off? Was there a lot of curves and weaves, or did it pretty straight line to today?
I think it definitely pulls from the inspirations that, you know, we were like listening to, like growing up listening to oldies and classic soul and doo-wop and stuff like that. It kind of falls into the music, you know, naturally. But I mean, besides that, kind of knowing the direction that we wanted to go, I don't think it sounds exactly like the music that we're and are like listening to. I think it just, like I said, kind of naturally, it, you know, it ends up in the music.
Does it feel like you're where you want to be, or do you feel like there's, I mean, obviously there's something out there you're still searching for, but you know what I mean?
We're not really searching, really. It's like you're kind of just taking it as it goes. That's the way we kind of got to where we're at, you know what I mean? So like right now I'm focused on just writing new material, so I think that's always the important thing, is to focus on the music.
I'm hoping to have like versions of myself unlock just as I go, as a musician, you know, as a human. It's like we don't really know what time is, but we use it, and so like I'm different than I was when I was 27 at 33, and I'm just hoping that I unlock other versions of myself as a musician along the way. Feel blessed for any opportunity that we get
along those lines. And thank you again for doing this. We won't keep you much longer, but I'm always curious about the creative process. Like some bands go into the studio or the rehearsal room and they know, you know, the song is complete in their head or the sound, and then some go in and let's see where it goes, you know, and it could go anywhere. How do you guys sort of work?
First record, most of it was like demos in my garage, and we take it to the studio and work it with our producer Gabe and Gabe Roth from Daptone Records, and he helps with the arrangements, but not so much with the writing, you know. We kind of do our own thing, but
I was just gonna say, and sometimes, you know, like you had mentioned, there are a few songs that, you know, for example, on the record that were written in studio, just, or for example, like, you know, our last single, Running Away, that was written in studio, kind of not knowing that that song was even going to come to be. Josh had brought, you know, Happy and Well, and was kind of, it kind of came together in the studio, For Now kind of came together in the studio, so.
All three have, you, I assume it works. If somebody says it's not working for me, or that, like, it's so fun to me to hear somebody say, I wrote this song, I think it's a pop ballad, or I think it's an R&B song, and then somebody else says, I think it's a country song, you know, and maybe it is. That, but that's so, it's so neat to me how it can do that. Does that happen with you guys?
You mean like
one of you maybe wrote a song and had it, thought it was this, and then somebody else said, I think it.
I feel like early on that used to get on, like, it was harder because we didn't really know each other. Because at the end of the day, as a songwriter, you just want to know that you can write a song and that people like your songs. So in the beginning, if somebody's like, this doesn't feel like it'll fit the record, you're kind of like, oh, well, shit, is it a good song? But I think over time, we've gotten to the point where we realize it's easier to be honest about just like, yeah, that's probably not the direction. I don't know, at least that's my opinion. So having Gabe in there, too, to kind of humble you a little bit, because at the end of the day, he does allow us to write, but he does have his opinion, and he'll let you know.
Yeah. All right. You got anything else?
Who grew the mustache first? Did you have a meeting about it and, like, decide, or, like?
Yeah, I think when we I think when we both met each other, we had a, or all three of us. Yeah, I forget. Josh has a mustache too. It's not just a beard. Yeah. You know, it's there. No, I think we all had them already. It's not. Yeah. You know, we didn't shake hands and decide to.
Okay.
Like some people think for some reason. You know.
They're also not brothers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for the record, yeah. Okay. For the record,
they do look alike, and it's a good look. Mustaches, by the way,
it is a good look.
Don't
yeah,
let these guys tell you.
No, yeah,
we like them.
It's a good question. It could have been, man, that's a good looking mustache. I got to grow one. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for doing this, and welcome to Tennessee. It does cool off, I promise you.
I mean, we've been here before. So
okay.
Yeah, we know. We know.
Was it 6 months ago?
We've been here like three times. Yeah.
Last time we played, what's that venue called?
Basement East.
The Basement East. This is the last time we were here.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, thanks again for doing this.
Thanks for having us.
And I hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Consequence Podcast Network.